This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB rejects digester petition. Food and Ag Board talks economics and spending fight awaits lawmakers. CARB rejects petition to regulate digesters. The Air Resources Board has denied a request to enact new regulations on methane emissions from dairies and other livestock operations. In March, the advocacy group Climate Action California argued that, quote, far too few dairy farmers are investing in dairy digesters or alternative manure management practices to meet the state's goal of cutting emissions by 40% by 2030. They pushed CARB to immediately require all dairies to do so by enacting new regulations under California's pioneering methane law, SB 1383. The dairy industry and renewable natural gas companies derided the petition as reaching incorrect conclusions and misrepresenting the success of the programs. Last week, CARB shot down the request. The board estimated the state will not only meet its goal, but exceed it, achieving a roughly 56% reduction. In response, a statement to AgriPulse Dairy Cares Executive Michael Boccadoro called the administration's commitment to the incentive-based approach well-reasoned. He appreciated the, quote, tremendous progress made in just 7 years, as CARB laid out in its response, calling it, quote, a roadmap for ongoing cooperation with the state's dairy farm families. Food and Ag Board to discuss economic development. CDFA's advisory board will meet tomorrow to discuss economic development initiatives in rural regions. The discussion will encompass an overview of the governor's new California Job First Council. The advisory group will guide a $182 million regional investment initiative, which seeks to streamline the state's economic and workforce development programs to, quote, create more jobs faster. Derek Kirk, the Assistant Deputy Secretary of Climate at the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, will lead the discussion. The board will also hear an update on future workforce needs in the Central Valley through the Fresno Merced Future of Food F3 initiative. Federal appropriators battle on tap. Lawmakers are back in Washington this week as the legislative calendar winds down ahead of the summer's political conventions and fall campaigns. The House is going to use the time between now and the Republican convention in mid-July to move its fiscal 25 spending bills. The legislation will serve as a way for the Republican majority to assert its priorities when it comes to government funding, and that means shifting more money into defense programs while cutting non-defense spending. The House Rules Committee meets today to prepare for floor debate the first of those FY25 bills, the military construction measure. Now, looking ahead, the draft of the agriculture bill, which funds USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, rolls out next week. Keep in mind, there's no way Congress will finish its FY25 bills by the start of fiscal year October 1. The outcome of the November election could determine whether spending decisions get punted into the next Congress. Also, anti-hunger is on the docket this week. The National Anti-Hunger Policy Conference kicks off today in Washington as lawmakers return. This year's meeting comes on the heels of the House Ag Committee approving a farm bill that seeks to rein in SNAP benefit increases by restricting future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, which is used to track changes in eating patterns and dietary guidance. This year's meeting will include some focus on food as medicine, the concept that food can be used to treat illnesses. For more on this week's DC agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. NRCS seeks input on Climate Smart Practices list. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service wants to know whether it should increase the number of practices eligible for Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry funding under the Inflation Reduction Act. Input can be provided to local NRCS working groups, state technical committees, or the agency's National Climate Office. According to an email notice, the agency will, quote, batch submissions for the upcoming fiscal year that are received by June 7th. The agency encouraged, quote, submissions that include relevant scientific literature supporting the climate change mitigation benefits of specific activities. NRCS also wants comments on whether some practices should not be eligible for reimbursement. APHIS OK's new genetically engineered plants. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has approved five new genetically engineered plants, including the sixth version of Pennycress. Other plants identified as not posing a, quote, plant pest risk include two types of potatoes with disease resistance, specifically resistance to potato late blight and potato virus Y. The potatoes were developed at Michigan State. APHIS also approved a corn plant developed by Pioneer with resistance to certain insect pests and glufosinate herbicide, and a soybean from She Biodesign developed to produce more oleic acid. The Pennycress plant was developed by Covercress, which Bayer holds a majority share. Pennycress is a potential biofuel feedstock. Here's today's She Said It. We are laying the foundation for a brighter, more sustainable future for all. That Helene Dillard, Dean of the UC Davis College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, celebrating the groundbreaking of the Linda and Stuart Resnick Center for Agriculture Innovation, a $64 million research and education facility. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.